From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyana's main political parties finally make their policy pitch to the voters. The former Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis wants Nevisians to be told of other options besides secession and trying to overcome the Caribbean's attraction as a drug transshipment route. I'm Maureen Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. It's been a long time coming, according to some in Guyana, but just a week before general elections, the main parties have released details of their manifestos. The main opposition People's National Congress presented theirs just a couple of hours ago. The ruling PPP Civic Party chose a rally at the weekend to tell the Guyanese people of their plans for the next 5 years, and the smaller Guyana Democratic Party, GDP, chose perhaps appropriately an economic focus. Colin Smith has been listening to the messages.
Guyana security forces will vote in less than 2 days. It is obvious that many of them and thousands of other voters, especially those in the more remote areas of the country, will not be able to study the documents before next Monday's general elections. This afternoon, opposition leader Mr. Desmond Hoyt unveiled his plan, which he claims will ensure a minimum 10% annual economic growth rate and the creation of 25,000 new jobs annually. He also explained what he said was the cornerstone of his plan.
Education and training.